The maiden national convention of the Progressive People's Party PPP has taken place in Accra. The convention is being used to sell the party's ideals to Ghanaians to vote the PPP as an alternative to the NDC, NPP, CPP and PNC. Its founder Dr. Pakwesi Ndum told party supporters that the PPP is poised for victory in this year's election. Our reporter covering the event is Yaya Kwamwa and he joins us live. So Yaya, what was the atmosphere like at the convention ground?
Hello, Mercy.
Yes.
The atmosphere, I can say, is very impressive. Thousands of PPP supporters converged at the Ohinijan Sports Stadium this morning, and they were glad in party colors. And among them, they were very elated, saying that they have found a savior because the NPP and the NDC have failed the youth of the country. And that what the NPP, what the PPP it's coming to do, it's coming to create jobs for them, because that has become a whole house name with a, that has been recognized with the founder of the party, Ajumaura. And they've been dancing up and down. And I can tell you, the whole place has become like a business-like place. There are a lot of people selling around party paraphernalia, biscuits, and whatever.
Yes, yeah, yeah. What was the thrust of Dr. Ndum's message to supporters? What was the main point of it?
Yes, as we know him, his main point was that he is out for the youth and that he will ensure that jobs are created for the youth. And what he will do to create jobs is to embark on what? Is to provide energy for the industrialized and rapid growth of the country, provide better health care and cleaner environment so that people will not fall sick and go to hospital unnecessarily. He also touched on crime. He said the crime rate in the country is what? It's going high and high. And when he comes, to ensure that crime and what? Drug are one of the tools that he will use to fight to create jobs. Because when he fights those crimes and provide jobs for the people, then there will not be crime in society.
Yes. And Yaya, the women's organizer of the party, I believe she made some promises about what the party promises women. Exactly what did she say?
Yes. Actually, what he was saying was that the women, the PPP has a program, that they will ensure that adequate women are represented in their executive positions, right from the parliamentarians to party executives. And they will ensure that they, the women, will stretch their neck out and support the PPP to become a vibrant political party alternative to the NPP and the NDC.
And Yaya, which parties or groups delivered solidarity messages, and what did they say?
I can tell you, you'll be surprised that the PPP had their representatives here who spoke on the need for a forward march of the PPP, because in his view, all political parties are out for the welfare of the people, and that the PPP could provide an alternative to that effect.
Hello, Yaya.
Also,
I missed that. Which group did you say made that statement?
I'm saying that you'll be surprised that the PPP had their representative, of which Pakwesi Ndum has broken rank from.
Okay.
And what he was telling the people was, the Congress was that they, PNC, CPP, wish the CPP well, because it is also another political party that is fighting the same cause as they are fighting. As you know, political parties are out to fight for the welfare of the citizens. And they know if the CPP could do it, then they have no problem with that. Also present was the representative of the NPP, PNC, and only the NDC was not present.
Thank you, Yaya Kwamwa, for talking to us. You heard our correspondent at the Ohinijan Sports Stadium, where the maiden national convention of the Progressive People's Party, PPP, has taken place. Yaya Kwamwa. Still on the Progressive People's Party convention, we have on the line the founder, Dr. Pakwesi Ndum, to throw more light on the program. Well, Doc, congrats on a well-attended convention. Our reporter there has described attendance as massive. Are you surprised?
No, I was not surprised at the numbers of people, because indeed we had a lot of difficulty trying to prevent a number of people from even coming, because it appeared as if everybody wanted to come. And, you know, we are a new political party. We are now trying to gather resources. And so we couldn't just let anybody come. But we appreciate very, very much the level of enthusiasm and the number of people who wanted to be here.
But, Doc, you know, from experience, you must know that this does not necessarily translate into votes.
Oh, absolutely not. But see, there's a difference. You know, everybody that you saw there, that was from PPP, is a paid-up member, okay? Carrying, not just carrying a card, but paid-up member. And a number of them, interestingly enough, have also been making monthly contributions since we started. So we can only hope that they carry this enthusiasm along with them, and that the enthusiasm translates into commitment, and that commitment also translates further into long-term support and winning more souls. That's why we're calling ours a convention, that this was a gathering of believers who become apostles and go out and fish for some more men and women. And if you saw the people that were there, the vast majority of them were young men and women. And we're hoping that their legs will go far.
So
friends will carry them very far.
So, Doc, what makes the PPP different from other parties?
Well, there are a number of things that are different. Let's talk about women. We are the only political party that is saying that at least 20% of all executive positions at all levels must be filled by women. We are the ones who are saying at least 20% of all parliamentary candidates must be women, and we will enforce it. We are the only political party that is saying that the youth must be represented, and we are demonstrating it. Our treasurer, our national secretary, and so on and so forth, they are below the age of 35. And we are really, really relying on the youth. And then our message, which is strictly Ghanaian, our message, which is an inclusive a program of looking for the best Ghana, regardless of where you come from, to fill a position, to be encouraged. Then, you know, when we talk about education, we are the only ones who are not only saying it's free education, but compulsory, so that everybody will attend, and then we'll take care of teachers, and so on and so on. So our message of inclusiveness, our message of incorruptible leadership, our message of saying to Ghanaians that indeed, if we reduce corruption, we'll have lots and lots of money available to implement our program. There's a number of things that we talked about today. Simple political platform that I believe when Ghanaians take a look, when they pay attention to the decency with which we are selling our message, I believe that this year will be a PPP year.
Politicians, Doc, are known to speak a lot of poetry when they're on party platforms, and then when they're in power, they start speaking in prose. You have promised a lot. How seriously should we take you?
Well, my brother, I'm only asking Ghanaians to take a look at what I have done before, what my attitude has been before, so that when I tell you that family value is important to me, you must come to my home and see how I deal with my wife, how I take care of my children, how family life is important to me, how I go everywhere with my wife. So the things that I say, I practice. When I say that Ejimoruwa is here, and if you are looking for a job, have no fear. You can look at what my track record has been in the private sector, that I employ nearly 3,000 Ghanaians, not just down south, but in all the 10 regions. And that I have businesses in Bofu, in Yenti, in Wa, in Pohoi, and so on and so forth. So I'm saying, take a look at my track record. Take a look. I want Ghanaians to examine it, because words, anybody can say words. Anybody has a voice. But it is my deed and my experience, my track record, that I want Ghanaians to talk about and to use to decide whether I am the one who should occupy the high office of president. And I'll tell you, we have done some experiments. When people have gone in a room with 100 people and have put my picture there, picture of Nana Akufo-Addo, picture of President Mills, and they've asked them, these three people, which one of them do you believe can do the job best as president? The people overwhelmingly have said it's a party. Unfortunately, when they talk about party, then we are at a disadvantage. So our message to Ghanaians is that if you believe that I am the best, then forget about everything else and support the best and vote for the best. Because that's what we do in our private lives. That's what we do in our businesses. That's what we do at GBC and everywhere else. We pick the best. We put the best in the best position and we support them.
So finally, Doc, what should Ghanaians expect from the PPP in the December elections? You have said it's going to be an Azonto election.
But we are saying that we are going to do this campaign with them. It is going to be a lot of fun. We'll do it with a lot of enthusiasm. We have many, many, many worthy parliamentary candidates. People, many of them, hadn't been involved in politics before. They are coming from their front place, from Fantiapa, from Asokwa, from Cape Coast, from a number of different places, from Komina, people who have never been in politics before, but who are energized by our message, who are enthused by our actions, and who respect the way we carry ourselves with dignity and respect. And so I'll tell you, it's going to be an interesting campaign, and we assure Ghanaians that we stand for peace, not just by what we say, but by our actions. And it will be good for all Ghanaians in 2012.
Thank you, Dr. Parkway Sindum, for talking to Radio Ghana. And congratulations again on your
you
first
much.
Convention.